Pierced by Dragonspell. The Chara Jensen fanfic, rated NC-17. And Rainbow Hair the Owl. The first thing that Jared did when Jensen came over after school was lift up his shirt and give Jensen a grin that would have made the Cheshire Cat jealous. "Got it on Sunday," he said casually, like it was nothing that he had a small loop of silver now going through the nipple that had been decidedly not pierced when he and Jensen had gone swimming on Saturday. In the middle of staring, waiting for his eyes to pop out of his head, Jensen was overwhelmed with the image of Jared sitting shirtless in some skeevy tattoo parlor downtown, trying not to squirm in the chair while a needle pushed through his nipple. All while Jensen had probably been sitting in church, pretending that he was a good boy, and not trying to get himself off by rubbing his trap dick against the hard pew when his mother wasn't looking. "Motherfucker," Jensen breathed, and sat down on the bed as well. He tugged at the bottom of Jared's shirt. "Let me see it again." Jared pulled up his shirt again, showing Jensen his chest and the metal ring that was now attached. Jensen's cock rose to half-mast and he pressed down on it absently, trying to soothe the ache while he kept staring. He couldn't take his eyes off the little curve of silver. He wondered what it felt like, sitting there against Jared's warm skin. He wondered what it would taste like. He wondered what Jared would taste like. Suddenly realizing where his hand was and what it was doing, Jensen jerked it back over to the bed. Jesus, he'd been feeling himself up while staring at his best friend's chest. That wasn't exactly a new thought, but it was the first time that Jensen had been shameless enough to do it while Jared was right there. He swallowed and looked away as Jared gently eased his shirt back down. "Man, your mom is so going to kill you," he said, staring at Jared's blue bedspread. Jared laughed. "Probably. But it's so going to be worth it to see Chad's face." Jared threw himself backwards, folding his hands behind his head. "It's going to be so sweet." Jensen grimaced and turned sideways to look back at Jared's face. "Dude, you put a hunk of metal through your nip just so you could imagine what Murray's face would look like when you showed him?" Jared shrugged and raised a hand to lightly skim over his chest, feeling the small loop underneath his shirt. Jensen's cock filled a little bit more. Shit. Either Jared was going to have to stop bringing attention to it like that, or Jensen was going to have to leave. "Did it hurt?" Jensen asked, and Jared stopped fondling himself for a minute. "A little," he said. "It's getting better, though." Jensen stared at the left side of Jared's chest like maybe he could see the piercing underneath the fabric of Jared's shirt. "Did you..." Jared tugged at the hem of his tee again, pulling it up to bare a thin strip of belly above his jeans. "Did you want to see it again?" Jensen jerked his eyes up to Jared's face, wondering if Jared was asking what he thought he was, or if Jensen was just reading way too much into Jared's tone, a product of wishful thinking, and having his mind blown by Jared's insane stunt. When Jensen didn't answer right away, Jared pulled the shirt up a little more, showing a bit more skin, and Jensen decided that either Jared knew exactly what he was doing, or he needed to be taught about the evils of being a tease right the fuck now. Jensen turned around and climbed onto the bed on his knees. "Yeah," he said, taking Jared up on the offer. "Yeah, I do." Jared let out a soft sigh, like he'd been holding his breath, and tucked the shirt up the rest of the way, showing off the metal loop and the small butt of his nipple again. Jensen's heart felt like it was going to pound out of his chest as he crawled forward and raised his hand to hover it over Jared's flat belly. Might as well go in for broke. "Can I touch it?" he asked. Jared's moan went straight to his cock. It started to throb between his legs. Guess that they were on the same page after all. Jensen was tempted to pinch himself just to see if this was real, but then again, if this was a dream, he didn't think he wanted to wake up from it. He dropped his hand, his palm flattening over Jared's skinny body, feeling the heat that Jared was putting off, and then slowly moved upward as Jared lay motionless under his touch. By the time that he reached his destination, though, his fingertips just a few millimeters away from the tiny loop of silver, Jared was starting to tremble. Jensen screwed up his courage and moved the rest of the way, his fingertips sliding over the smooth metal. Jared's breath caught in his throat. Jensen pulled his hand back. "Does it hurt?" he asked. He so badly wanted to touch the piercing again, move beyond it and touch Jared's red and nippled, but if it hurt... "No," Jared denied, shaking his head. He bit his lip. "I liked it." Daring to smile, Jensen lowered his hand back down, smoothing his fingertips over the piercing, feeling Jared's skin and the almost alien texture of the metal as Jared arched up underneath him. And he was hit by an insane thought. "Can I lick it?" Jared's hips bucked, drawing Jensen's eyes down to his crotch, and Jensen's heart skipped a beat and then sped up. Jared was hard. Freaking huge. Jensen could make out the thick shape of Jared's dick underneath his loose jeans, and it was heading down his thigh. "Yeah," Jared said, getting Jensen's attention again. "Yeah." Jensen swallowed hard and pressed down on his own dick as it begged for attention. Jared was the hottest thing he'd ever seen, all stretched out on his bed, his shirt tucked up around his armpits, his jeans hanging low around his waist, and his pierced nipple right in between. Jensen moved over Jared, one hand bracing on the other side, and dipped his head, licking his tongue out to flick carefully over the metal ring, flipping it a little as he tasted it. Underneath him, Jared squirmed, his stomach sucking inward, and liking the reaction, Jensen licked him again. Jensen loved the difference between Jared's slightly salty skin and the metallic bite of the metal. He loved how, when he pushed his tongue against Jared's nipple, the furled bud gave way, but the metal piercing didn't. And he loved the way each flick of his tongue had Jared lifting up into it, encouraging him. Daring a little more, Jensen pointed his tongue and hooked it in the loop, tugging on it. Jared gasped and squirmed again, the bit shifting underneath him as he writhed. Jensen let the little ring drop out of his mouth and raised his head to stare at Jared's face. "How does that feel?" he asked breathlessly. He felt as if he had just run a marathon, but yet didn't know how to stop, that his heart was going to beat right out of his chest, but he still had to keep going. Jared's eyes fluttered open, glassy and unfocused, and it was like a straight punch in the gut. Then a hand was pushing into his hair and trying to convince him to go back down. Jensen wasn't about to argue. He didn't just lick it this time, he put his whole mouth on it. He parted his lips and sealed them to Jared's skin, sucking as his tongue flicked at the piercing and the nipple it was attached to. God, he thought that he could do this all day, sucking and licking and tasting. He moaned, low and helpless, as his mouth worked over Jared's nipple. Jared's left hand was cupped around the back of his head, keeping me attached, but the other. The bed was shaking underneath them, and it took Jensen a while to figure out that it wasn't just from Jared's squirms, that, in fact, it was rather rhythmic. He pulled away, panting as he licked his lips, still savoring the taste, and glanced up at Jared's focused and determined face. His eyes were closed, and his teeth were biting into his lower lip, the bed still rocking furiously underneath him. Jensen followed the smooth line of Jared's throat down to his right shoulder and across the length of his arm to where... Jared had his dick out in full view, big and thick as he pumped it furiously into his fist. Jensen's own dick jumped in sympathy, and he reached underneath himself to grip it hard. Holy fuck. Holy fuck. Jared was jerking off. Jared was jerking off in front of him. Oh, God. Jensen moaned and ducked his head back down to mouth Jared's piercing again. He swirled his tongue around the metal loop as his hand unzipped his jeans and buried inside of his underwear, his cock just about leaping into his grip, and he jerked out beside Jared. He couldn't control his hips. They were instinctively humping his hand because he was too turned on to even think anymore. Jared, his best friend, the guy that Jensen had wanted since before he even knew what that meant, was jerking off right beside him. Jensen bit down on the silver loop attached to Jared's chest and tugged. Jared grunted in surprise, and his entire body lifted up off the bed, tightening into an arch. Jensen felt something warm splash his face, but he was too busy trying to get himself off to find out what it was. Jared's chest was rising and falling rapidly underneath him as Jared kept whispering, "Oh, God," over and over and over. Jensen was getting close when Jared finally collapsed back onto the bed, the shaking and rolling underneath Jensen's knees finally stopping. He was focused, though. He was focused on the feeling of his hand around his dick, and the feeling of Jared's pierced nipple in his mouth. He slid his tongue along the metal end again. In the end, it really wasn't Jensen's hand that took him over the edge. It was the way that Jared's fingers curled in his hair, and how Jared arched and pushed his chest into Jensen's mouth. Like a reciprocal chain, Jensen was suddenly coming, his dick spurting and spilling all over Jared's bedsheets. Jensen panted against Jared's chest as his hips jerked a few more times, and then he was done, the edge of pleasure washing over him and leaving him adrift in a warm sea of contentment, his body buzzing nicely. "Well, fuck," he breathed, turning his head to rest his cheek against Jared's chest. Jared took a deep breath, his chest expanding underneath Jensen, and nodded in agreement. His fingers carted through Jensen's hair, making Jensen hum and say to satisfaction, and when Jensen opened his eyes, he was face to face with the piercing that had started it all. The metal now slicked with spit, and the nipple pebbled and raised. He grinned, best stare ever, and blew gently, gusting warm air over the wet skin. Jared shuddered. "Huh," Jensen said, laughing quietly. "Like that?" Jared's fingers tugged gently at Jensen's hair, not enough to cause pain, but enough pressure to let Jensen know that he was there. Jensen rubbed his cheek against Jared's body. He kind of liked Jared pulling his hair, about as much as he liked licking it, Jared finally answered. Jensen smiled and glanced up at Jared's face. "You sure?" he asked. "'Cause I really like licking it." "I noticed." Jensen reached out and touched his small loop again, flipping it upwards and feeling Jared squirm again underneath him. "I got it for you," he said, and Jensen jerked his attention back up to Jared's face, wondering what he meant by that. I know that you've been watching me," he admitted shyly, "'cause I was watching back, and I saw that look on your face when Chad dared me." Jensen swallowed. He hadn't realized that he'd been that obvious. Jesus, the whole school probably knew. And, yeah, he couldn't deny that. When Chad had made the dare, the first thing in Jensen's mind wasn't the laugh that Chad had intended. It was the not unappealing image of Jared going through with it. And now he had. "I like it," Jensen confessed, running his finger along the metal again. He really liked it. He smiled and hooked his pinky finger in the loop, tugging on it again and making Jared gasp. He loved the sensitivity that it seemingly was causing. Jensen wanted to investigate further, but he knew that Jared would probably shove him away if he did, and right now, Jensen was too content to want to move. "But you didn't have to get it just because I like it." Piercing or no piercing, Jensen still liked Jared, and Jared's mom was seriously going to kill him. Jared's hand dropped next to Jensen's, one of his fingers poking at the piercing. "I kind of like it, too." Jared's finger trailed up over Jensen's hand, swirling in random circles. "Especially when you're touching it." Jensen bit back a smile and tugged again harder this time. "Like this, you mean?" "Fuck!" Jared's hips rolled, bucking off the bed again as his head fell back. "Yeah. Jesus, Jensen." Jensen laughed and let the loop drop back against Jared's chest. When Jared took a deep breath, though, thinking it was over, Jensen leaned over and gave the piercing another firm lick. Jared groaned. "You're gonna torture me now, aren't you?" "You like it," Jensen said, giving Jared's red nipple a quick kiss of apology. Jared wasn't fooling him one bit. "And something's gotta make up for the fact that your mom is going to kill you." "Right. I might die soon, but at least I'll go out happy." Jensen flattened his palm over the piercing, enjoying the incongruity of the hard metal against Jared's soft skin. "I'm selfless like that," he teased, smiling back at him. Jared placed his hand over Jensen's, and Jensen's heart gave a quick squeeze. This was a new beginning. He liked that.